ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, salamun alaykum. It's a great blessing, a great honor for me to be spending the next few minutes, inshallah, focusing on the great words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, on his great legacy that he has left for us, the followers of Islam, the followers of the teachings of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, on how to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the etiquettes of making supplications, on etiquettes of calling upon Allah, the Almighty, the Merciful, the Beneficent, the Generous, the Kind, the absolute manifestation and the absolute source of kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 20th dua of Sahifa Sajjadi, the 20th supplication of, he says, Allahumma la tada' khaslatan tu'abu minni illa aslahtaha. Oh Allah, deposit in me no quality, or leave in me no quality for which I will be faulted, unless you set it all right, unless you guide me to the right way of it, to the right performance, or to right application of these traits, to right use and utilization of it. وَلَا عَائِبَةً أُؤَنَّبُ بِهَا إِلَّا حَسَّنْتَهَا, and no flaw for which I will be blamed unless you make it beautiful. وَلَا أُكْرُومَةً فِي نَاقِصَةً إِلَّا أَتْمَمْتَهَا, and no deficient noble trait, right, unless you make it to become complete, or you complete it. In general, the traits that a person possesses are of three kinds that we want to mention, and we want to speak in a more detailed and focused way. The very first one is the traits that arises from social customs and etiquettes. In common practice, observing them is considered necessary, right, mandatory, as a sign of Islamic manners and ethics. Examples of these etiquettes are many that comes into my mind, and we explained some of them in our previous session. Let's take a quick break. Inshallah, we'll be back momentarily. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Explaining on different kinds of moral traits in accordance to the Islamic perspective, what we should say is that, therefore, the very first one are traits that arise from social customs and etiquettes, the cultures that we are born in, the countries and the geography of our birth, the cultures, the background that we are coming from. All of that are very important. At times, in fact, neglecting etiquette in society causes disorder and culture damage, which is especially irreparable, right, among the youth, in fact. Although these matters may not be legally binding from a religious perspective, right, they're desirable. They're mustahab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes them to be performed and practiced and commendable within human society, and efforts should be made to reform them, right? At present, for example, due to economic and cultural difficulties the entire world is suffering from, it's clearly observed that social and behavioral manners among many people have been severely damaged. The second type and kind of traits are traits that lead to social growth and perfection, the absence of which results in deficiency and flaw, and in the eyes of the outsiders becomes a cause for insulting and belittling a nation's culture. For example, right, that includes obsession with fashion and the violation of individual and social legal rights by weak-willed and treacherous individuals under the slogans of freedom, under the slogans of democracy, under the slogans of pseudo-intellectual westernization, rooted in Western-centric identity, rooted in Western toxification. All of these are part of colonial schemes, and enemies usually use them as tools to experimentally assess the level of acceptance and susceptibility of nations, identify their weaknesses and bring them under domination, and therefore Muslims, especially the youth, must be very vigilant, must be very cautious, must be fully awakened, eyes wide open to these games, to these plots that the enemies have for us. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this final segment, what I want to mention is that there are also traits that causes existential and personal nuqsan and deficiency, such as envy, arrogance, right, miserliness, malice, which are all considered blameworthy by both reason and the sacred law, by the Islamic teachings, by the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and Rasulullah, and are also rejected by human nature too. Whoever retains or cultivates these reprehensible traits departs from human dignity and enters the realm of animality, which is the lack of cognition, the lack of use of rationality. For treating and remedying blameworthy traits, beneficial methods are presented in many of our resources. One of them that I will name for you is the book Mi'raj al-Sa'ada by Mullah Ahmad Naraqi, one of the greatest ethical teachers. And the third one are the traits that exist within the inner self of a person to an acceptable degree, but have not reached higher perfection, such as justice, piety, nobility, right? These are the qualities that exist to varying degrees within human nature, But one must strive to nurture. One must strive to purify them. Everyone seeks justice. But to what degree? That really depends on who you are and where you're coming from and where you're leading to, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, at the end of this piece of the dua, it says, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the completion of this category of lofty human traits. Such qualities are found throughout the narrations of the infallible Imams, inshallah, that I will share with you some of those narrations in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را